I want to touch on a few things in the sugya of Shechita. I want to go back to Mefarik a little bit and touch on something in Shechita. So the Malacha, which we had back in Shinya Tess, to figure out the Halacha exactly of Mefarik. So the Malacha of Dosh, the person is breaking off the kernel from the stalk. That's the Malacha of Dosh. The more understands that the concept of that is the mafarik, the act of breaking it apart into prokim, into its pieces. Like perik is where a joint is. So this thing became, you pull two things that they were attached, you pull them apart. So that's mafarik. So it has to be attached. By definition, the malacha, the definition of the malacha, there has to be an element of being mechubar together, and you're taking it apart. That's one point in the malacha. So applying that from the malacha of mafarik into the malacha of shechita, again, we understand that the mashke is mechubar to the oichel. It's inside of the oichel. It's mechubar to the oichel. And the act of breaking it out from the oichel is mafarik. Now, obviously, in mafarik, the case of the av is an oichel and a psilus. Cutting an oichel, two parts of an oichel from each other, would not be considered mefarik, even though you're being mefarik things. But that, we don't look at that as a mice of being mefarik. We just let that's just cutting something in half. So it has to have a shame oichel and psilus to be the av. So the av is starting with the oichel and psilus. So now I'm coming to a. I'm learning from there to the tolda, even though both of them are edible, the oichel and the mashke, but unless they're distinct from each other, totally distinct from each other, the one's an oichel, one's a mashke, we don't look at it as a real maisa of being mefarik. So that's why the Gemara makes this clear from the sugya. The Gemara makes this assumption that unless it gets to shei mashke, it's not called the malacha. It's not called the malacha. It's not a told. It's not called the malacha of dosh. It's told of dosh because it's an oichel and an oichel, and that's b'chal ha'chayat to the musig of dosh. Okay, so that's why we have this. And the chiddush of shechita is that it needs a shem mashka. What defines a shem mashka? That's a little more complicated. But going back to the case of oichel, so mashal. So let's say something which both things are oichlim. But they're mechubah together, so you're mechal not under the umbrella of the malach of dosh. So if I want to take, I have snap peas, the pod is edible, and the beans inside of the pod are also edible. So if I want to take my beans out of the snap peas, that's not a malach of mefarik dosh. It might be a malach of barer. Right, so that's why you have then the shin chaval. If the idea of peeling something might be considered burr. Now, you have to figure out why when you peel a banana, the peel is not edible, and the banana is edible. Why isn't that mafarik? Why is that burr? Nafkamina is there's a heter la'alter in burr. There's no heter la'alter in dosh. So, deciding that peeling. Bananas is called burr, gives me a heter la'alter. Peeling an orange is called burr, it's a heter la'alter. Why don't you say it's a malacha mafarik? I have an oichel and I have a psoilus, which are mechubah together, and I'm breaking them apart. So I have to figure that out.
You're still
taking solus off, though.
How are you taking
it
over?
All the works,
if you also take over from
solus,
right?
Okay, that's a fair question. You know, the kiddush over there in Shin Chavalov is, even though normally there's a requirement of la'alter, you also need oichel from psoilus. Since over here, this is the way you get to the oichel. This is the normal derech of getting to the oichel. It's not called, it's mut, even though it's psoilus from the oichel. Which is true, it's a chiddush, but that's a chiddush over there in the Shin Chavalov. Excuse me. But I'm saying, before I get to there, what defines something, whether it's going to be dosh or barer? I mean, so that if the only tanai is nafkinus mechuber versus not mechuber, that's the only condition, we're sort of stuck. So you have to say there's another condition besides that. And what is that? So over there in Shin Yotes, we have the case of the breaking of the shell off of the nut. So in certain nuts there is a klipa yoroika, and then there's the klipa kasha, and then there's a klipa, sometimes also have a klipa daka. So the klipa daka, which is directly on the oichel itself, let's say you picture the thin paper-like cover, which is on a peanut, directly on the peanut, the red covering on the peanut, so that's called the klipa daka. That already seems to be that's not considered mafarik. One argument possibly is it could be tuffel bottle to the food itself. That's one argument. We'll see another argument in a second. Taking off the shell, the brown shell, the outer shell of the peanuts, is that mutter on Shabbos. Cracking open a nut, why isn't that a problem of a farik? And now the problem is that we know Beferis that that's mutter because there is a Mishnah on Shabbos which talks about in the Gabi Hillel's Muksa, you ought to take a hammer to break open the nut on Shabbos. So if you can't break open nuts on Shabbos, so what's in the gate to take a hammer for that purpose? So we know you can crack nuts open on Shabbos. That being said, so we had before in Shinyates and Siv Zion, they said the Klipa Yoroika is a problem and the Klipa Kasha, which is underneath, is Mutter. Why? What's the difference between the two? So the Igle Tau suggests the difference between the two. The Malacha of Mefarik, if you look at the Av of the Malacha, is Dosh. That was always done in the Sodah. It was done as part of the processing. You would cut the wheat, and then you would thresh it to break the kernels off of the stalks, and then you would winnow it to get rid of the chaff, and then you make it into a kri, and then then you start doing the process of teichin, etc. So it was always done as part of the processing of it in the field. Something which is done in the bayis, so that's not going to be the malacha of dosh. So therefore, the outer shell, which the derech was to remove it in the processing of the nuts, so that's part of the melacha mafarik. But it's normal is that you bring this item into the house and you keep store it in its shell, and when you want to use it, you break it open. That's not melacha dosh. That's mechalat the melacha dosh. That's what the Igle Tau suggests to answer that kasha. So then the next question would be: so how do we define? If I have something which the roiv is done besada, but a miut is not done besada, but it's normal to do in the house as well, is that mutter or osur? So edamame is soybeans. The pod of a soybean is not edible. So it's different than the snap peas where the pod is edible. So it's not oichel and oichel, it's oichel and psoilus. It's mechubar to it. Roiv soybeans are processed in the soda. And therefore, the derech is to remove this pod around the bean, besoda. But there is and even edamame itself, it's normal to do it, you get it at just the bean. It's also normal to get it in the pod, and you have to cook it. And you can eat it. Soybeans themselves are not edible raw or cooked even. You don't normally eat just cooked soybeans. Edamame is taken a little bit earlier than until it's fully ripened, before it's fully ripened, and it's eaten with cooking and salting, etc., so you could eat it. And then there's Americans who eat it raw, and then the Europeans think the Americans are crazy. Some people even eat it raw, just people eat a lot of raw things also. I'm not sure that's called derech yet or not. So can I take my edamames out of their pods on Shabbos? So right of it is processed in the soda. So according to the criteria of the soda, the chara should be a problem. There is a norm, but it is normal to do it. There's a miyut which would make it normal to do it in the bias as well. So according to the criteria of the Igle Tau, it's not clear whether that's going to be mutter or not. Shulchan Aruch Rav does not. Actually, the Tau is coming to argue on the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav does not mention any this consideration of soda versus bias at all. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he's magda the malacha, he says the main lakuta is that it has to be mechusa. So it's mechusa, then it's shaykh the din of mefarik. If it's not mechusa, it's not shaykh the din of mefarik. So he says that's why taking grapes off of the cluster, taking grapes to your table, taking grapes off the cluster is mutter on Shabbos. Because it's not mechusa. The Tal says this is because that's a direct to bring it to the table. That's two different mahalchim.
He doesn't address the difference between the outer shell and the.
What?
He doesn't address the difference between the outer shell and the.
So. So he doesn't address between. So some come the ones that come with the outer shell. It's easy. So that's the one which is we look at the pshat is that's the kisui, and removing the kisui is the malacha of mafarik. The problem is the ones that don't come with an outer shell, outside the outer shell, right? Or fruits, etc. He doesn't. You know, they're mechusa. Why isn't that? See, he does not address that. At least I haven't seen that he addresses that to answer that question.
You mentioned the sar before on top of all that.
You know, I don't know. I don't, you know, it's an argument. I don't know. He doesn't address it. So, the one question which is kasha on him is the Gemara clearly, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the more by Mechavedus of Tamorim, there's a din of Mefarik. The person, some Mechavedus are these big clusters of dates that grow on the date tree. So Mor says you take this clod of earth and you throw it and you cut it off, and it causes all of the dates to fall off of the cluster to fall off the tree, and the dates to fall off the cluster is Yechayim Shtayim, one because of Kaitzer, one because of Mefarik. So not really Mechusa. So he suggests on that, he says, you know, it grows on the tree, the leaves are around it, etc. There is element of Kisui involved in it, etc. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's approach. But the Igletal has that approach of Derek to bring it to the table or not. So that would answer why it's not mefarik by your oranges and by your bananas and all those different things. Mimazber. So according to Igletal, so then the next question is peanuts. Nowadays, I think most peanuts are given brought to us already shelled. So can I shell peanuts? I don't know. Okay. Now, once I make this nekuda of being mechusa, is the defining element. So above and beyond the fact that it's oichel pselus, there's also the second tanai of either being mechusa. So by liquids, it's pretty easy. It's always mechusa. It's contained inside, etc. That should also mean even a scenario where the liquid is which is mifkat pocket is supposed to be a mikber. It's mifkat pocket, but the mice it's mechusa inside of it. So I don't have to break it apart, but it could be that's enough. The Gemara seems to assume that by dam basulim that the Rambam learns that the problem of chayvul is because of a farik. You're breaking out the dam from the body. The Gemara seems to assume there's no din chayvul by the dam basulim if it's mifkat pocket nachibur mikber. So you still need the tanai of being mechubur. So you need both tanoyim. You need now according to the Ilei Tau, that anything which is derech is to do it in the bias is not called mefarik. Do you then extend that idea back? Do you take that idea back to skita? And you say, well, yes, the derech was that they would process the grapes. They made it to wine. You didn't bring it to your house and start squeezing grapes. You harvest the grapes and you make wine. You harvest the olives and you make oil. So, if you would have a, we didn't see anywhere along our discussion if you would have a type of a fruit, which the derech is to squeeze it and make a fresh juice out of it. So the current shulchan aruch harav is that what the rados. I mean, do I? Is that a consideration that I have to figure out what the derech is or not? Doesn't the Gletal does not address that point? But we're not being matter squeezing grapes in the house, because again the point is if the derech is do with pesada, it's part of the processing, part of the process, right? So what about, I want to squeeze lemons, I think most, you know, I don't know, lemon juice, I think it's pretty normal to bring lemons into the house and squeeze out lemons. You squeeze lemons onto your fish, you squeeze lemons into, I mean, you could buy lemon juice also, but it's very normal to make lemon juice in the bias. So if I mean, matter my edamame because it's normal to do it, so I should be matter squeezing lemons because it's normal to only squeeze them then. No, he doesn't say it by skita. So the question is, why not?
Basulim also doesn't quite fit into his criteria. you have to say that it's limited to something.
Right. So you're going to have. So the question is, you know, how do you? Now that he made up this criteria to answer the kasha, right? So I get it, you know, but applying it to why by skita do we say any ma'aseh skita? So we're making the tolda more expansive than the av. That's interesting. Okay. So now I'm telling you that there's a tanai of mashka. So I have a mashka which is bodas oichol. The Mora says it doesn't have a din of a mashka. So I can, according to Rav and Shmuel, I can squeeze my zaysim and a novim into an oichol, and I'm very happy. Now Rashi has some strange lashonas over there. Rashi says that the secha kadeira is mutter, the secha kara is aser, because it's not mucha milsa that you want to use it. So it sounds like from Rashi that the be'etzim, theoretically, even though I would squeeze it into a ka'ara, if I would squeeze my lemons into a cup with the purpose of then putting it onto a salad. I would squeeze my lemons, you know, or to putting it on fish. Right? Theoretically, that should be fine, because I'm not using it as a mashka, I'm not planning to drink it. And right? But that being said, it's not mukhamilsa what you're planning to do with it. I don't know what you're planning to do with it, because I don't know. It's in this container all by itself. So is that in the Rabbanan?
Why is it not mukhamilsa? Do we not take into consideration that this is lemon juice and most people don't drink lemon juice?
Well, maybe I'm planning to make lemonade out of it. So the Beis Yosef aside, the Beis Yosef holds that making lemonade, he says he holds Bisur, it should be Yosur. He says the meaning with trying was to be makel. He says maybe the pshat is, since you don't use it by itself, it's okay, but the pasha, that's a mashka. That's a chiddush over there, that, you know, that he's coming to be Masber, that Minig of Mitzrayim, that they were makel, right? The pashas, the head of lemon is, at the end of the day, it's going to go into a food. We're creating a brand new heter, which the Mordechai would say. So we pass on knowledge of Ben Chananel. We pass on that, you know, that Mashka to Teichachel is Mutter. The Rosh himself said, "I'm not going to be machlis Rosh Ben Harim." Till the Ben Chananel says it's a chiyuv deraisa, you know, to be matter certain things. Being matter, that was the Mitzrayim was makel. That's their business. But we should be semech on Mitzrayim and say, if I want to squeeze lemons to make lemonade, which then will be drank as part of a mashka, then that's mutter because it's still called an oichol. What does that? What the words mean? Because you don't drink it by itself. Where did the Mor give me such a heter? The Mor didn't give me heter. The Mor gave me heter of oichol. So that the sort of place can assume that you can't squeeze lemons to make lemonade.
So when we say the word eichel, does everybody understand that? Like, what makes a lemon, the lemon juice eichel, when it goes into any fish? Like, what about it?
Now, so that's what I want to get to. All right, but I'm squeezing my lemons to use it with fish, or squeezing my lemons to use it in a salad. So the more is mechadash to me that so again, my point of saying Pasha Rashi is Mash, but if at the end of the day the purpose is going to be used as part of a Maisachila, not as a Mashka, the fact that it's sitting in a cup independently along the way really makes it not be a problem. Just the problem isn't this Limbo Chamil, so I don't know what you want to do with it. So we didn't allow that. And it sounds like from the Gemara, even Rashi is saying, even with Zaysim Anovim, that theoretically I'm comfortable with Zaysim Anovim to say, if you want to squeeze your Zaysim into the Kara and then pour it as part of your ingredients in making your wine roast, right? Your wine basted roast, right? But I don't know what you're planning to do with it. You put it into something separate. So the definition why it's still called an oichel is because it's going to be used in the Maisa Achila as opposed to being used as a Maisa Shtia. Because we're starting with two things which are edible, so it's not doimah to the av. The only reason why it's doimah to the av is because it gets a shame mashka. Without being getting a shame mashka, this is just oichol and oichol, which we never call them as the isser of dosh. It's cutting two things apart. So what's not good if I cut two things in half, or I take the liquidy part out and use it? So the Moras Mechad is showing me that that's called that's not called a mashka. There's a chazan ish which thinks that Mr. Burr's pasha is a mashma, that that's mutter. That nikud and that's mutter. There's a chazan ish which is mashma. Even if you didn't do it directly in. Right.
Paris.
You said shark Paris? That's much or anyway. You know, as far as that, you're probably going to put it to open. So.
Yeah, so we're machma a lot of shark Paris.
So the.
Anything that's not on the basis of
that's
what Shabbat says, right?
It says to Shabbat. So the Mechaber says, in Septal, the main Bob Tav shall also. That to lead to the Acher Kachel Tav Shagam can also. The Bein and Shis Hotel of the Sechel Tav Shal. He has to go directly into a Tav Shal. That's the Mechaber and Sukkot Yud Ches. And Shartian says, no, Mitzvah then it's not Schit anymore. Because that's not being Seichet, even though it's L'Nerchel. So Mitzvah then this is L'Nerchel still. We have this as a Darbonin, like what Rashi is saying, because it's not Mukhim also, whatever it is also Chikos Supreme Godim. Then he says, "Who would dim it to Supreme Bonim? Yesh Isser Boifin Zeh," which means once you're saying it's only Darbonin, I could have argued it's by two Supreme Bonim, which is only Darbonin anyway. They didn't ask her. So I want to squeeze two Supreme Bonim, which means, let's say, lemons, I like two Supreme Bonim, into a cup to pour it into the, afterwards into an oichel, meeker than Shemutter. So the Supreme Bonim, no, that case is also Usher. And now the. But the Kiddush over here is, this is the Rabbanan, not the Rabbanan.
But again, that's what
the Sharatin is. I mean, you know, he brings from the Trisha holds the Chiyuva Nami Yesh Bezeh, and he says, the Ritva says, no, where's the Chiyuva? It's a mice, it's an oichel, it's not a mashka. Okay, so now, so taking that a step weiter, so the Chazon Ish comes along and says, if I want to squeeze lemon into sugar, which I'm then going to stir into my tea or into my lemonade, right, and drink it, so that's also, because at the end of the day, it's going to be a ma'aser shtiyah, even though it went into an oichel. So the defining element is not what it looks like right now. The defining element is what's going to be the final usage. So over here, that's a chumra. Over here, in this case, the Rav is saying it's a kula. Mikra din, it's not a mashka, it's an oichel.
This is where we see we're not saying
mechad. Yeah, we're not saying mechad.
He doesn't say we're not saying mechad. He just says that nowadays the Messiah is different. He doesn't say we're not saying. He just says it goes with the two truths of the Bishai. So then, you don't have both of them anymore.
That was a Shabbali Alatin.
No, Chayadam.
No, I'm saying, but the Mishra Bura, the Chayadam.
They're saying different cases and different reasons.
The Beis Yosef says that there could be, there's a new svara that they mask him, that's a problem of lemons, but since you don't plan to drink it straight, you only drink it as part of a mashka, another mashka, so that's not an issue of a skita.
That was one, and then he said maybe it's only because you do it directly into a mashka, and then Mishabur assumes that the second taras you do directly into a mashka is the ikar, and then he says nowadays you don't do it directly into a mashka, so it's aser.
That's all in the Shabbali Alakat. The Shabbali Alakat is one of the...
What is it not? Are you saying it's
Shabbali Alakat? It's not Mashket. Mitzvah Mitzrayim. Two different things.
How do you know Mitzvah Mitzrayim is not that?
That's what he says. He brings two different things. Mitzvah Mitzrayim says it's going into Mashket. Going into Mashket is a svara of... It's never drunk by itself.
That is what the Beis Yosef says. The second teretz. That's the second teretz of the Shabbali
Alakat. By Eichel. That's the case of Eichel. It's a different case. The case of the Shabbali Alakat is the case of Eichel. The Shabbali Alakat says that it's... The case is Eichel. you don't see that when it's going into
mashke. That's not what he quotes.
Okay, I, you know, I don't want to get stuck on that. Okay, yeah. Now, the Mishabura back in Sifkot and Ches says something very interesting. He says a person soichet bekor al taba b'hamaycha l'shori. So Mishabura passes the lach l'maisa that even if you're noig l'hach v'sharperis, it's only soichet l'shei mashke. B'soichet bekor al taba b'hamaycha l'shori. But mikri mashke b'zeh. So here's a case where I'm putting it into a cup and it's sitting by itself, and afterwards I'm going to dip something into it. Why is it mutter? Because at the end of the day it's going to be a Michael. So he's paskening halacha l'maisa that by sharpeiros, which are not of the raisa, and like, even though you're not putting it directly into the oichol, you're just being metabolized afterwards, it's going to be a mutter. So I don't know.
The only reason we're mafim is because of Shitas Rashi of Ashkenaz. So if you're doing it l'shem, putting it into a eichel, maybe that's a chisarn in the ashevin.
I understand the same, but the shard tzion and chav gimel.
That's just a reminder.
Which is what he says.
I don't think he's not being differentiating over here. He says Eisanovim Aser by Finzeh. Susri Manim are Mutter by Finzeh. Only says Eisanovim Aser, and then the Sukkot and Ches. Yeah.
Right, I mean that's
problematic.
What?
He's saying Zeis Manavim.
You should say
Zeis Manavim
and two Sumanavim.
Yeah, he pashes. He's saying Zeis Manavim, which the
Reis. Zeis Manavim. He says we could make a shtim. Saying he's being matter by he's being matter Rashi. That's what he's being matter. That we can make a shtim. The Dik is a problem.
Probably
that
then he must be
because he says Zeis Manavim. I understand. Yeah, that's funny. It's not a straight out contradiction. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not a head on collision.
I hear, but it doesn't sound like he's offering us that option. It's a teretz. So I would understand that din, and that's what I think is, you know. But then the Magen Rom who's saying this heter, the way he's saying it is going to Radvaz. That if at the end of the day the way it's going to be used is part as an oichol, not as a mashke, that's not the rice. Whether even though there was a stage in the middle that where it was liquid sitting by itself, that's okay. One ha'ora. Now
saying into a cup is also not ruchon milsa. Squeezing into a toast is also not ruchon milsa. The same level as a kara.
Yeah, I don't see what the difference.
Why wouldn't the Gemara use that case?
I don't know how they live their lives, so I don't know. I don't know. But I think that into a kos it looks like more the same mashka.
Right. So wouldn't that be a mashka?
I don't know. But nowadays I don't think we use our things different one or the other. I don't think he's been mechalic with him. I mean, his case over here is in a car. I mean, maybe if I want to put into a cup, it looks worse. I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the Rabbanans, so I don't know. I don't know what they were going to do.
Kara is something you eat out of the
coast. It's telling you the more thing a kiddush. Even a car is a problem. What's your point? Therefore, what the car
is the kiddush that. Even to
Ka'ara
as much, so
if the Ka'ara is not mutter, only Kadeir is mutter. I'm dealing with this. The Zeis Manavim, the Socha Kadeir is also Socha Kadeir is mutter. Socha Ka'ara is also. Why is the Socha Ka'ara by Zeis Manavim also? Because I don't know what you're going to do with it. Even though you put it in the car, which you might be metabolic in it afterwards. You want to know Zeisim and Novim into Teicha Kais? Of course it's Mutter. Of course it's Osir. I'm a base. Max, I'm dealing with Zeisim and Novim. I'm not dealing with Sir. I'm a base. Zeisim and Novim, the Seicha Gedera is Mutter, Seicha Kara is Osir. Why is it also the Seicha Kara? That's what I'm dealing with. Right? Because Rashi says, Loimuch Milsa. Rashi didn't say because Mael it's a Mashka. Rashi says loy milchum milsa. What you want to do with it means if you attack on and use it as an oracle, it's okay, but it's also loy milchum milsa, right? Otherwise, Rashi should tell me once it's independent. If the heter is, you know, I saw one acher wanted to say there's a din klutim mishahuncha. It's a din klutim mishahuncha. So when you do it over the oichel, as soon as it comes out, it's kilo. It never became an independent mashka because it's klutzi mishaluncha. So now the blyb is like the oichel already. The mele never got a shem mashka. But you put it into a separate kli, gets a shem mashka. Even though later on you put it in, that's why it does. Got a shem mashka. Why do you get a mashka in the air? Because klutzi mishaluncha. That's what I mean. I'm serious. Somebody actually suggested this. Oh, you know, it's interesting. Sushdel. I don't think that fits in Rashi. I don't know. Your mask is not shot in Rashi, probably. What? Right. Okay. So he says if you put it into another keli, even though you're planning to put it into the oichel, so what's another keli? It's a mashka. It's a liquid. I mean, what do you do with it after? Is it irrelevant?
So you would be mad to have sugar.
The kula also, I guess you could, you know, hypothetically, you say klutzi mishaluncha became part of the sugar. Well, maybe the sugar, there's an oichel oimed. Yeah, might, if shalom suits that sugar, you can say sugar and zvachim also. You know, Baba Kama, the perek meruba, I don't know. I'm serious, somebody writes klutzi mishaluncha. I mean, he means it's serious. I don't know what he means. I don't know.
Even though it's not
mukha,
people don't drink out of the parasha,
it's still awesome. Right.
So, for sure, putting it in a
coast
where.
Exactly. Now, I want to know if I do cases in which only I'll submit a bonum. It's a gzeira. And there is Rashi saying, Pasha, the case is my goal is to take my zeis benovim and to dip it, my food into it. So then there is going to be an oichel. Since it's not mukha milsa, it's awesome. Right, so kavacharim to a kais. Good. Now I want to know by something which is not zaysa benovim, which Mishabura says the tabel boy is mutter. So you're asking me now, is it mutter if you do it to a kais? I don't know. They didn't make the gzera with it. I don't know. The whole thing is a rabbanon. If you want to use it at the end, as an oichel, it's a mutter. I have no way to even die the other direction. Right? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to get to grapefruits. I am an Amoritz Gomer when it comes to grapefruits. I'm an Amoritz Tam when it comes to oranges. The oranges, you know, so I don't know how to deal with the following question. So there's Machlokes of the in the Rishonim, is Rashi and the Ran arguing? Is the Rashi saying it's within whatever is normal to drink, and that's the Shem Mashka? The Ran seems to tie it into the sugyas of Zayin Mashkin. It's not clear in the Ran 100%. The Prima Gadim assumes that Rashi and the Ran are arguing. The Agli Tal says they're not arguing, and that they're saying the same thing. And the Ran did not mean Zayin Mashkin. It's just totally in what the Derech is or not. So then the question comes nowadays: the Derech is to take the your tapuzim and these type of things and make them into drinks. So now these things, the Derech is to make them into drinks. It would be the rice to be soaked in orange. So that's how Riyasha is in the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos. He quotes from Riyasha. Riyasha held with the rice. He said the rice to squeeze out orange to get its juice. I don't know how to deal with this question, because that is true that we squeeze oranges and we make juice out of them. There are something called juice orange, which has been modified. Whether genetically or not, you know, they'll deny it genetically, whatever it is, okay. But you know, so that this orange produces a lot of juice. The oranges that we get in the market, you don't make juice out of them. So I don't know. Well, but they're all oranges, so I don't know. I don't know how to deal with that question. Do you look at it as one big? It's all the same species, and therefore, since it is normal to make juice out of oranges, so therefore, when I make juice out of an orange, I'll never make a juice out of. It's called it normal, and therefore, I'm chayiv. I'm not sure. I'm not convinced that should be true. Even if you accept that's Rishat and Rashi, and that's the halacha lemaisa, and that's I'm not convinced that's the reality. That should be true of the halacha. You know, now by grapefruits, I have no idea if there are juice grapefruits and non-juice grapefruits. I don't know whether that's true or not. So that's where my mouth is going when it comes to grapefruits. But in oranges, I know the poskim handle the shaila when they discuss the issue of bracha on orange juice. which, you know, they say over there is a din of nata hulua daita dahoki. There, that's the lashon which the Gemara uses. The main nakud is nata daita dahoki. So oranges are planted. Those groves are planted with the purpose of making the juice. So the pashas of bracha should be, according to that, should be bere pyuets. But in economy, the juice, if you would squeeze a juice at home and make it the bracha is a shahakol, like that's the place can do differentiate lagabi that issue. And they get very, very touchy when it comes to, let's say, you know, tomatoes and tomato juice, what the bracha tomato juice is, because the tomatoes which you make tomato juice out of are not the tomatoes you buy in the store. It's a different type of tomato. And there's a sefer Makor Bracha, which is one of the first English / Hebrew swarm which came out on Hilchos Brachos, like 40 something years ago. So he has the letters in the back which he contacted, you know, V8 and these companies. They said it's a different type of orange, a different type of tomato. So he went with that as that's a chiluk. That, you know, the chumra, or whatever you call the chumra, the kula. So therefore, even though the majority of tomatoes in the world are not planted for the purpose of making juice out of them, but when it comes to tomato juice is cooked. So according to the Rosh, it's only being cooked. It's cooked. According to the Rosh, it's only nitrate of the hachi. It is. So here's the correct bracha on tomato juice is adoma. I rove tomatoes are not planted for that purpose, but the tomatoes that you make tomato juice out of are planted for that purpose. That was, he was going that direction. So he holds the bracha on tomato juice is adoma. Because monoshach, like both cheetahs, he says they maybe get involved in this, you know, all these other cheetahs and shlokas. And he said he brings 8 cheetahs and cheetahs, we showed him in shlokas. So that the current them is not, you know, Shulchan Aruch only brings the Rosh and the Rashba. You know what we're talking about over here? Sort of. I'm going through it very quickly because of the time. But do you sell this? Logic would tell me at least the guy be the Dinei Shabbos. It was two different species or whatever you call it. Genuses and all whatever, I don't know.
Might some extra hackle oranges.
What?
You'll be hard put to find someone making hayates and oranges. They don't really accept that opinion.
Yes and no. The place can all say, but if you made hayates, you don't go back.
Because you wouldn't go back. It's different. Definitely, some Rishonim hold its hayates.
No, well, it's not cooked.
What?
It's not cooked. So according to the Rosh Tolmin cooked, and according to the Rosh, it's all not the hachi. If a row of oranges in the world are not nighted the hachi, so I don't look at that. I look at these one specific ones. So why shouldn't I? Because it's a different tzias. I don't look at oranges in the world. I look at, so pasha nighted hachi doesn't mean this specific plant. It means in general, this is what you do with this type of plant. I mean, yes and no, but it gets very much more confusing to me. Like my chocolate, chocolate, you know,
that's out
the right, you know, which is the piece, the shavuot already raised the shaila that the correct bracha on chocolate should be you know, cause the pachad yitzchok, that it should be the ho'eitz, and which. Okay, the minigod doesn't make a shakal on it, but Rosh's tshuva by chocolate covered raisins to me is Chinese. He says you make two brachas. I mean, over there at least, I think there's no shali, you should make a eitz. Because Deker didn't the right psak on chocolate is an eitz, and the raisin is an eitz, so why are you making two brachas? I don't know. Rosh says you make two brachas.
Rabbi Barnes says he has to have
shakal,
so it's
shakal,
so you have to make two
brachas on a chocolate covered. What does that mean? He asked on Rosh Hashanah Pesach, or he just asked.
He asked him Shlomo Zalman. He said that since everybody knows that we only make shakal on chocolate because it's a minute, so if you have chocolate covered almond, and it's about half and half, so there should be no tzad to make two brachas. And he said, no, you have to make two anyway.
Yeah, I remember seeing that Yitzhak. It was also one of those things that, at least he addressed the question. He said, okay, it's a minute, you know, okay, not that I understand the words, but okay. But getting back to over here, by grapefruits, so getting, so if you want to squeeze your grapefruit, don't do it. That's for sure. The question which comes up is, you know, is when you, as you're eating your grapefruit with a spoon, so you're squeezing out some of the grapefruit juice. Is it a problem? So Shlomo Zalman said it's under Rabbanon, and it's a trade Rabbanon. It's a speak ratio, you know. So. Even though it's segregation, you know, you're not really interested in it, you don't really care about it, etc. So it's segregation. But Nichalei, so the Rabbanon, trade Rabbanon, it's mutter. But according to those which say that the skeet over here is going to be the Raisa, so the Chara, that shouldn't be a heter. But I'm not sure that that's true. you know, the Metzias that they were talking about, I don't know what's true. You know, Riyash was talking about the Metzias in Eretz Israel. I don't know whether it's true in America. I don't know.